This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Thailand has banned the imports of plastic waste in an effort to curb that country's toxic pollution. The success of the new policy depends on the enforcement and global agreement on a treaty. The new Thai law banning imports of plastic waste came into force this month. Thailand is one of several Southeast Asian countries that has historically been paid to receive plastic waste from developed nations. The country became a leading destination for exports of plastic waste from Europe, the U.S., the U.K., and Japan in 2018, after China, the world's biggest market for household waste, imposed a ban. Japan is one of the biggest exporters of waste plastic to Thailand, with about 50 million kilograms exported in 2023. Imports of plastic were often mismanaged in Thailand, with many factories burning the waste rather than recycling it, leading to damage to human health and the environment. Pencham Say Tang, the director of Thailand's Ecological Alert and Recovery, said the ban on all plastic scrap imports should be seen as a triumph for civil society in preventing hazardous waste entering Thailand. Thailand's plastic ban is happening as discussions continue on the Global Plastic Waste Treaty. Last year, nations failed to agree on the final wording of the treaty after talks in Busan. More than 100 countries supported a draft text that included legally binding global reductions in plastic production and phasing out certain chemicals and single-use plastic products. But the resistance of oil-producing countries, including Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Russia, led to a failure to agree to a treaty to end plastic pollution. No date has yet been agreed to for further discussions on the global treaty to end plastic waste. United Healthcare had a data breach that compromised the personal information of 190 million Americans. United Health says the ransomware attack on its Change Healthcare unit last February affected double the number of previous estimates. The February 2024 cyber attack is the largest breach of medical data in U.S. history and caused months of outages across the U.S. healthcare system. Change Healthcare is a health technology giant. United Healthcare, its subsidiary, is one of the largest handlers of health, medical data, and patient records. It's also one of the biggest processors of healthcare claims in the U.S. The data breach resulted in the theft of massive quantities of health and insurance-related information, some of which was published online by the hackers who claimed responsibility for the breach. Change Healthcare subsequently paid at least two ransoms to prevent further publication of the stolen files. United Health previously had put the number of affected individuals at around 100 million people when the company filed its preliminary analysis with the Office for Civil Rights, the unit under the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that investigates data breaches. In its data breach notice, Change Healthcare said that cyber criminals stole names and addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, email addresses, and government identity documents, which included social security numbers, driver's license numbers, and passport numbers. The stolen health data also includes diagnoses, medications, test results, imaging and care and treatment plans, as well as health insurance information. The stolen personal data also included financial and banking information found in patient claims. The ransomware attack was attributed to the ALF-V ransomware gang, a prolific Russian-language cybercrime group. The hackers broke into United Healthcare and Change Health's systems using a stolen account credential, which was not protected by multi-factor authentication. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.